Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Just start rolling and then that's okay, just then the beginning.
That's great.
But guys, hi, welcome back to Scam Goddess, a pod dedicated to fraud. Guys, my guest today really needs no introduction, but I'm gonna introduce Dawn because she is a queen. Guys, I have the legendary, iconic, super talented //. You've seen her on TV. You've seen her in your movie screens. You've seen her on a Black Lady sketch show. You've seen her on Nailed It. You hear her voice on her podcast, Why Won't You Date Me? Best Friends. There's so many podcasts. I'm missing a lot of them.
I have 1,000 podcasts currently.
Nicole Byer, guys. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have
you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Wait, so what is your relationship with scams?
I don't like scamming people now.
Now.
But in my youth, I used to scam my dad a lot.
Okay.
I used to scam people for rides. Well, I guess it's not a scam. If you like holler at me and like you're like, yo, girl, on the street, I'll be like, where are you going? Like if you're in a car. And
wait, the cat caller's in the car?
The cat caller's in the car. I would be like, where are you going? And they're like, uptown. I'm like, well, take us.
Oh, my God.
So I've gotten like 3 or 4 rides that way with friends in the backseat being like, how did you know these guys? It's so like wild that like your friends rolled up on us. And I'm like, bitch, I don't know them.
So you're the reason that cat callers have hope. Because yes. I used to always think like, why do they keep yelling? Like, we always don't respond.
Some women, me included, will go, which one?
And Nicole is a baddie. Y'all don't even see. She's beat down, hair laid. And she getting her cute ass in somebody's car. That's why they keep yelling at us. They're like, it works. Sometimes like, it works.
One time a fat lady got in my car and it was okay.
No, a fine lady got in the car and brought her friends. This is disrespectful, Nicole. I don't appreciate that you were doing that because that's why I'm still getting yelled at. There was one time we had Nicole Byer in
but
the car.
Sometimes you can get a free ride. You don't got to pay the $2.50 for the subway.
Listen, ooh, you talking in New York
this
too.
Is in New York.
Oh, word. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that also makes more sense too because in New York, like, that's such a like pedestrian place.
Yeah.
So I feel like getting in somebody's car is not as weird as if you're like in LA or in Texas
and also,
or something.
In New York, you have like, I think it, maybe you can't say it now, but a gypsy cab, like an unmarked cab. Now you have like Lyft and Ubers and whatnot. So it's like, now you don't want to get in somebody's car.
Right.
But then also we're getting into strangers' cars all the time.
Right. And the Ubermans be doing murders to people too.
They be murdering.
They be doing
murders.
If I
was going to murder, I would drive an Uber and I would pick up and I would cancel the ride and be like, they canceled it. And then I would murder.
Oh, God. Yo, that's why I literally check every time I get into an Uber. I walk up to the Uber and then I make them roll their window down. And then I'm like, who is this for? And then they say my name. And then I look in their phone from the window and see my face. And then I get in the car.
Honestly, that's how you should be doing it.
Yeah.
Because I always go, for Nikki?
I used to do that.
And that's not, and then anyone could go, oh, yes,
right,
Nikki.
Absolutely. No, that literally, I used to do that. And one of my friends, like, cussed me out. She was like, bitch, what are you doing? You asked him for the name. And now the Ubers want your name because they're like, maybe you're going to do murder to me, too. And so I get it. It's a mutual fear that we have. And it's understandable.
Yeah, we created this living nightmare we're in. Where we're just getting, because it's convenient,
it's
but it's
so
terrifying.
Convenient. Yes. But I do hope that, like, what there was a that case with the Uber murder not too long ago of the young woman who like got into a car that she thought was an Uber.
Yes, but I
feel
it wasn't.
Like, yeah, but I feel like real Uber drivers aren't doing that because your car's tracked. Like, it's like, we're going to know exactly who you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That, and it gives you the make and model of the car, but like, a lot of people don't know makes and models of cars.
Facts.
I'll be with a friend, I'll be like, we're looking for a Mazda, and they're like,
Are we? Okay.
Who's Mazda? Like, zoom, zoom. Come on.
Right. Yo, and also, there was a case where an Uber driver did do murders, but he never murdered his passengers. It was like he was driving and he would stop, do
a murder.
Lean on
shit where you eat.
Then get back in the car and start picking people up
and
driving them around.
Fully sociopathic, and I kind of love it. It's like, in between rides, you're murdering people.
But not your rides. Okay.
No, I'll get you to your destination.
He still got
safe.
5 stars. Okay. Oh, wow. Well, let's get into it. Our first segment is called What's Hot in Fraud. So that's when we talk about, you know, what's
Do you
poppin'?
Like the City Girls?
You know, I love the City Girls.
They are all about scamming dudes. And one of them is literally in jail for fraud. And I was like, they were walking the walk. They were talking the talk. They were actually scamming
fucking
dudes.
Fucking on a scamming ass rich ass nigga.
Yes. And they were doing it.
Yes.
Free JT. She was scamming.
And I still want her free. And I'm so glad she's getting out in the fall.
Oh, she is? Good.
I think October. You know, I keep up. And have you seen her jail Instagram?
No.
JT's jail Instagram is so lit. I don't know who is giving her cell phone Instagram filters. Her brows are snatched. I'm like,
really?
I don't know who's getting these brows together in the clink, but honey, they're good.
I mean, I can just imagine if you're in a nice lady jail, everyone takes care of each other.
Right. Look, turn around. This is JT in jail.
She got the fucking Adidas on
she
with
got
laces.
Adidas.
I guess they ain't worried about her.
She got a little, look at this eye. She got a winged eye. Is that blue eyeliner, bitch?
She got blue eyeshadow on. She don't have no lashes, but
okay, lashes must be real contraband, but she
funny. Yes, bitch. Look at the prison leg pop.
Post it. Post it. Okay?
This is so funny to me.
And this has got 200,000 likes.
Yes,
the girl
bitch.
JT is out here, okay?
Oh my God. Oh, I guess the prison uniform is Adidas.
Right?
Adidas
oh, damn,
and Fashion Nova? They're like in a Fashion Nova fit. This is funny.
I think that they like let her change for this for some reason. She be getting some privileges. You know what I mean? Look, when I go to jail, this is how.
Yeah, if I go to jail, you gotta treat me like this. Let me pop the squat. Let me take some pictures.
My Instagram gotta stay current.
My
Just
God.
Cause I'm locked down don't mean that I can't turn up. You know what I mean?
That is. I love it.
Isn't
it's
that amazing?
So fucking funny.
I love the City Girls. I love that they're thieves and they're so proud.
They really are so proud of it. Yes. And I'm proud of them.
Yeah. And I mean, they're scamming like credit card companies and like huge corporations. So
yeah,
I don't
so
feel bad.
Yeah, so who cares?
Right. So, but these people, I do feel bad about this scam and I want to warn you guys. Guys, call your grandparents, okay?
Oh, no.
So what's hot and fried right now is the grandparent scam. People around the age of 70 and older are handing over an average of $9,000 in cash to scammers who convince them that they need to help out a friend or a family member.
Oh, no.
Yes. And, like, you know, so basically the scammers know that plenty of parents and grandparents, like, y'all don't be calling their ass like you should. Y'all don't be going and pulling up at the house and seeing how Meemaw doing. So the scammers pulling up. The scammers are checking on Meemaw. They call in a panic. They normally call around like either early morning or late at night when they know people
are
going to be disoriented.
Yes.
If I was doing this scam, I would call late at night because my old ass grandparents would be up at the ass crack of dawn every goddamn day.
Same. My grandparents are up. They're taking walks around the block. But also, my grandparents don't like answer the phone. Like, they would be like, no.
Wow. See that? You must be loving on them. They must have a full life.
My sister goes and visits them every Tuesday.
So you got to have one sibling who will do it. Take one for the team. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, see, they're not lonely. That's why. Because these are lonely grandparents who, you know, are just waiting for the phone to ring. They probably talk to telemarketers.
I talk to telemarketers. I love them. I talk to them for a very long time, hoping that they'll put a note and be like, don't call her again.
You troll them?
Yes. I'll be like, so where are you from? Are you dating somebody?
No, ma'am. I'm trying to see if you want to switch your electric.
Oh, no, I don't. Do you want to switch to my team? Would you like to date me?
No, that's not how this works, ma'am.
Oh, that's not how it works?
Okay.
Do you have kids?
Ma'am.
I don't like kids.
You don't want to buy any of the products that I'm selling?
Do you want to buy me some flowers when you meet me for
the
first time?
You know what? Actually, I have to go.
Oh, you do?
My phone is ringing.
Wait a minute. No. But I want to keep talking. That's what I do. like campaign people too. I don't want to hear this shit. I'm going to go vote. Leave me alone. But I'll keep them on the phone for a very long time till they're like, I have to go. And I'm like, please don't.
See, now I used to do that. Mm-hmm. I used to phone bank for Barack Obama. Because the first time that he ran for president, I wasn't old enough to vote, which feels like a weird brag. But I wasn't old enough to vote, but I wanted to be involved in the first black president.
Blessed, booked, and youthful.
You are youthful as well. The way Nicole be talking, I wish I could see this bitch right now. Over here getting Gucci and gold. Oh my God. So yeah, I used to call and be like, hey, I don't know why I got this fake ass Brooklyn accent. I need to let it go. I did an audition yesterday and now I can't let it go. It's not who I am. See, scams. My brain won't turn the scam off. But so I used to call and be like, hey, do you want to, like, are you voting for Barack Obama? Blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. And I lived in Texas. So I would get a lot of racist Republicans who would vote in Democratic primaries trying to tip the scale, because you can do that in Texas. You can vote in both primaries. So they would vote in both to vote for the weaker candidate for Democratic. So this is a scam. They would vote for the weaker Democrat to make sure that their Republican candidate had a better chance.
Man.
So I talked to a lot of Republicans. They're like, my dog is Republican.
Man, yo. These Republicans are some other shit. That's wild.
But
I would never think to do that. I got hobbies.
Right.
You know, I have like thoughts, feelings.
Oh, Republicans are the biggest scammers.
I got things to do.
Yeah, Republicans run scams so hard, and they run the worst scams.
They do, because it affects people's livelihoods.
And they're like,
yo, this scam's gonna kill a town. Let's run it.
They're gonna kill a town.
Let's run it.
They're scams. They don't even get anything out of it. It's just hurting other people.
Yes. Because
they do that during elections. They'll show up to places and check people's IDs outside and tell them that their IDs mm-hmm. aren't valid. Like, they mm-hmm. run all the scams. Mm-hmm. Republicans, they got the scams.
Mm-hmm.
But the grandparents scam. So they call you in the middle of the night, early in the morning, and they tell you that the grandchild is in trouble and needs your help.
Oh, man.
And by help, we mean cash. Mm-hmm. And by cash, we mean we needed you to FedEx it.
Whoa, they got these old people going to the bank and then going to FedEx. That's two stops.
But for an old person, that's probably fun. Like, I got something to do today. I got two activities.
An errand. I'm going to go to Wells Fargo. I'm going to take out some money from my money market. And I'm going to go to FedEx in my Honda Civic.
Wait till Gertie hear about this. Wait till Gertie hear. I had two things
to do
today.
I'm
going
to go to church and Gertie going to be listening to me this time.
So, yes, we have a guy right here who actually got scammed. We're just going to hear a little bit of his testimony.
Here, don't be afraid, but I'm the public defender from Austin, Texas. They have put your grandson in jail after a wreck, and he has a DUI offense.
The man said Stratton could bail out his grandson if he sent $8,500 cash via FedEx, something that might sound ridiculous, except that Stratton had actually done just that for a family member once in the past.
So he said that he got on the phone and the first thing he hears is, don't be afraid. I'm the public defender for your grandson.
I mean, that to me doesn't sound legit.
I feel like any phone call that starts.
Don't be afraid. Oh, well, I'm instantly fearful.
Right.
Instantly. This isn't right.
Like, I feel like the scammer wasn't even that good. How you gonna call somebody and be like, hey, good evening. Don't be afraid.
That is so there's a scam where it's people go, hi, I'm Carl with the IRS. And you're like, uh-huh. Sounds official, but it's not.
Right.
Because the IRS will never call you.
No, they won't.
They just send you certified mail.
Yeah, and then put you in jail. Mm-hmm. Like
they'll just like scoop you up.
Yeah,
They're not wasting time calling you.
Right. They won't call you because they don't want you to be warned.
Wesley Snipes was just avoiding phone calls?
Nah, they picked up Wesley.
They said, here's some official mail. Wesley, you ain't, okay.
Okay, you're not going to open it? And also, snail mail is so petty to be like, you ain't open
really
your mail.
Is.
Now you got to go to jail.
That's so sad. Also, that he had done it once before.
That's why I was thinking, you must have already had been in some shady shit.
She was like, your family's very shady.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I'm not afraid. Yep, another one's
and
in jail.
Also, your grandson, you must know he trashed because you ain't even get shook when they was like, oh, he had a DUI and all this. It was like, yeah, that sound like
that
Tony.
That sound just like Tony. If someone was like, Nicole, your grandma's in trouble, I would be like, okay, what's her name?
Right. Didn't ask.
What's her name?
Well, he said that they knew all the information about his son. And I'm guessing probably from Facebook. Because you can get on people's Facebook.
Yeah, you can just find out so much shit from the internet.
Because I do that when people die on my Facebook, but it's like somebody that I, like an acquaintance, someone they know dies. Sometimes I get real curious and I gotta know how they died.
Yes.
And I've gone on deep dives. Mm-hmm. The deepest dive that I ever did was a high school friend of mine. Her sister passed away, but she was really young. And they didn't say how. And I clicked on the obituary, didn't say how. I clicked on all the tags of other people who were mourning, and they didn't say how. And so I was like, something is up. Something I need to know. So I kept searching until finally I went to the funeral home website, and then it said, if you want to donate, instead of flowers, send a donation to the Center of Discovery. So then I clicked on the Center of Discovery's website and realized it's a clinic for anorexia.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. It took me a while to get there. That one took me like an hour.
Okay, so I got a DUI once. I was not driving, full disclosure. I was sleeping in my car, but if you're behind the wheel, like my car was parked, parking brake up, but it was hot, so I had my air on and I was sleeping with the air on in my driver's seat. You can't do that if you're drunk. So I was taken to jail, or not jail, to the hospital, because when they woke me up, I was very much not coherent. I had, I think, a 0.03 blood alcohol level, which is like almost dead. 0.08. So it was 0.3.
Oh, shit.
It was 0.3.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
So like 0.324. So I don't know, something wild. And then they called my dad and they were like, hey, we picked up your sister, Catherine, because I gave them my sister's name because I was like, you're not catching me for this. And my dad just went, Catherine goes to school in Chicago, so that wasn't her. Goodbye. And hung up. And they called him back and they're like, no, we picked up your daughter in Rutgers, or like near the Rutgers campus.
So he thought
Brunswick.
It was a scam.
Yeah. Or I don't know what he thought.
Or he was like, Nicole.
Well, no, he just kept insisting it wasn't Catherine. And then finally I got home and I was like, oh yeah, I got arrested, whatever, whatever. And he was like, huh. So it was true.
So your dad just wasn't falling for no scams.
Couldn't scam my dad. But I could.
He was like, no, we have your child. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I just called her.
I know exactly where she is.
He doesn't try to figure this out at
no,
all. He has more than one daughter.
I have another one. That was my dad.
Well, yeah, so he was like, this sounds like Tony or whatever, and sent the money, and then went home, and in the article it says he looks at his wife, and he goes, it's a scam. And then he cancels the FedEx, and that guy actually got his money back.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, except
how did he know it was a scam?
I think his wife told him it was a scam.
Probably.
And he was too proud to admit it.
That his wife was the one who was like, bitch, you stupid.
Right. That had to be what it was. He's talking about, I looked at my wife. You looked at your wife, and she said to you, if you don't go get our $8,500 back, I'm going to beat your old ass. Like, why are you trying to act like it wasn't a whole conversation there?
Or do you think his grandkid called him and was like, no, I'm fine. Also, why wouldn't you try to contact your grandchild before you send this money?
At all.
Send a text?
Old people don't understand text or technology in general. So that makes sense. And they probably like, oh, he in lockdown. He can't pick up the phone. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they probably went on Facebook, found this family, found the grandparents, knew that they don't talk a lot. Like, the scammers are good, and there's too much free information out
here now. There's so much free information. There's a website where you put someone's name in, and you can get their previous addresses.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then
why do we still have
like,
to do that when you like apply for shit? You have to put like 9 different addresses.
I don't know. For every job you do, you got to fill out a new W-2. And I'm like, but I've done this.
Like, you already have.
Go on the computer. Find an old one.
I keep one old one and I just change the date over.
Oh,
and
you
over.
Do? That's really smart.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, we're going to take a break with some non-scam advertisements. And we'll be back. Scams!
Close your eyes, open your mind, and imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince, because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50.
$5. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
If you're a person with titties, bras are so uncomfortable and constricting. And now we finally like have something that's changing, that Skims is changing, that Skims bras, they're worth the hype. They're amazing, the shape, the support that they give, but also they're, like I said, comfortable with you on your nipple. Okay. I love the Fits Everybody bra in Onyx, which is like the black one. Like that's normally like the clothes that I'm wearing and stuff. But like, I also really love the wireless form push-up plunge bra because, you know, you sometimes you got to give a little cleave, a little titty. Okay. You know what I mean? Make it cute. So shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes, 38 to 46 H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Cut! All right, guys, we're back with my favorite segment of the show. It's historic hoodwinks. I am going to regale Nicole with a historic tale about a famous scammer, and we're just going to get her real live opinions about this. I don't think that she's heard of this story before. We'll see. But this is actually going to be one of the, we're going to taper down on the romance scams because we've had a few. Romance scamming is like one of the biggest parts of the scam industry, mm-hmm. but I thought like, I have Nicole here. Why won't you date me? Like, you are an expert in romance and love and things. And there's, I think you'll have a good time with
this. Okay, I can't wait.
So, guys, this is Jeremy Wilson's story, aka Finn, mm-hmm. aka Angus Wilson.
Okay.
Yes. Which he's a bald dude by changing the first name and not the last name because everybody knows in scams.
You can track people by their last name.
Right. And also, like, if you got to respond to a name, mm-hmm. then you have to remember that name. So you got to constantly be like, oh, I'm Jeremy. Uh-huh, I'm Finn. Uh-huh. I'm Angus. Also, Angus.
Angus is a nasty ass name.
It's fucking
Finn
nasty.
Is cute.
Right. Finn is like, I would fuck with a Finn.
Okay, Finn.
Angus, I don't trust Angus. Ever. Well, the story is Finn and Angela.
Okay.
So they meet for the first time on OkCupid.
Okay.
Which, is that a good dating app?
I think they're all bad.
Okay.
They're all terrible. But I think OkCupid's like one of the OG ones. Okay. So it was like eHarmonyMatch.com, Plenty of Fish, and like OkCupid, I feel like were the first ones.
Okay. I feel like I haven't done OkCupid. I haven't done eHarmony, but I feel like eHarmony would be like, is that where the real, like, every time I see eHarmony commercial, mm-hmm. it's a black woman with a white man, mm-hmm. and they're like, woo,
It's Christian.
Ooh.
It's very
so
Christian.
So everybody's got kinks.
So everyone. They got kinks for the Lord.
Okay. Well, so they meet on the OkCupid. Her online identity is Third Chimpanzee, which is a geeky reference to a Jared Diamond book on the evolution of human sapiens.
Oh, all
right. Right, champ.
Yeah, goodbye. I've never thought. I'm like, my name.
Right.
I'll tell him my name.
I'll be clever so he knows that I read. This is like too much. Like, mm-hmm. Angela, I know you one of them bitches who'll be like, you know that movie was a book first. Mm-hmm. Like, you love
like, Angela, shut up.
Right. We good, Angela. We just want to watch The Hunger Games. And so it didn't take her too long to find someone who also had a nerdy moniker. So mm-hmm. Finn also had like a nerdy little moniker. Now, I don't know if he had a nerdy moniker uh-huh. or if he saw Third Chimpanzee and then when it changed
then
his name.
Maybe. Probably.
Probably. Because a lot of scamming is about mirroring.
Yes.
It's
yes.
like, I'm into what you're into. Mm-hmm. You'll never know who I am because I continue to look like you.
Mm.
Yes. So her online, so she finds this guy, right? They meet up and they have their first date mm-hmm. at Steak and Shake.
Okay. Which is fast food, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels... But she's 19.
Okay, that makes sense.
Throw that into the
mix. You don't have no money.
You don't got no sense, because, bitch, I ain't going to no damn Steak and Shake with you.
Yeah, if someone was like, meet me at Steak and Shake, I'd be like, you can meet yourself.
Right.
Take me at least to Red Lobster.
Right. Somewhere where they got to present a check, you bitch. Know? I got to go. We're going to the counter? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But, so they go to Steak and Shake, and they talk. He has an Irish accent. Is that sexy? Have you ever dated a guy with an Irish accent?
I've fucked guys with Irish accents.
Okay.
You're
like, I can't do it. I sound like a pirate.
Arr,
that pussy's so good. Okay.
Oh, your pussy tastes so good. Arr, it tastes like corned beef and cabbage. It's a very bad Irish accent.
I think we sound like the pirate from SpongeBob.
Yes.
There's no pirate under the sea. That's literally what I think Irish people sound like. Well, yeah, so he has an Irish accent. And Angela recalls it's not like a leprechaun. It's like more lifting than that. She said musical.
Okay.
And that he was from Europe, which made her interested in him, right? The date lasted 16 hours.
Oh, Lord.
That's how you know you're 19. You ain't got nowhere to be. 16 hours?
You don't have a job.
I don't got 16 hours for nobody.
You don't have to go back to school? What, 16 hours?
Nobody's looking for you.
Honestly, yes, she's young. She is young. There is no way I could talk to a man for 16 hours.
About what?
I don't know.
Could a man talk for 16 hours?
Absolutely.
That's very true. That is absolutely true.
Absolutely.
And with no pauses, interruptions or breaks.
Yeah, I'm sure she said 8 things, and he talked uninterrupted for 15 and a half hours.
Right. And her things were like, cool.
Never mind.
I can't finish?
You keep going. Okay.
Right. I hope at least she got another Steak and Shake meal. I hope that he went back to the counter and got my bitch some fries.
16 hours? You gotta get me dinner and breakfast.
Yeah. Come on now. We need meals in between. So then she says, we had sex. Of course your young ass had sex with him. He took you to a damn Steak and
Shake.
Also,
16 hours. Yes, you have to fuck in those 16 hours.
Definitely. At least get something out of it, sis. You know what I mean? Yes. You had a steak and a shake, and then you got a little... I can't rhyme anything with shake. Dick?
Dake. Shake, a little shake and a little...
He shook your steak? He gave you the steak?
He gave you his steak.
All right. So she said it was her first time doing BDSM. So they really... Bitch, y'all jumped the gun on this one.
So was it 16 hours because he tied her up and left her?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Angela...
I mean, why not? First date, get a little kinky.
The sex was spectacular. That's what she says. She says the sex was spectacular. And he was the dominant, and she was the submissive.
And
the bedroom bled into the rest of the relationship because he manipulated her.
Okay.
Right. So at the time, Finn was couch surfing and staying with a friend who offered him more than just a place to sleep. So also, you doing BDSM at somebody else's house? So he like a broke-ass Christian, great?
I would be so upset if someone tied me up and was like, we're going to fuck on this couch. I'd be like, oh, well, this is a little bit more private. Like, I'm very vulnerable.
Right. You can't be fucking broke-ass Christian Grey. The whole reason that we was getting our ass beat by Christian Grey was because he had a yacht and a plane.
He had some money.
Yes, I'm going to be tied up on your boat. Hell yeah.
Tie me up on the yacht.
Put on your couch.
But do not tie me up on the couch. Do not spank me on your couch. I need at least a door.
Right.
You know?
Come on,
just
now.
A door.
Also, like, a roommate could come home at any time.
Yes.
Also, you couch surfing. The audacity.
Oh my God. If I had someone who was staying with me and I came home and they had a woman tied up on the couch and they were like, oh, we're going to fuck. Is that okay? I'd be like, you can get the fuck out of my house.
Immediately.
That's where you could fuck off. Fuck off.
See, you know he's a scammer because, just taking it too far.
Yes.
So when Finn applied for a new driver's license, he used his host's social security number and birth certificate, the one that he's staying with on the couch surf, right?
Oh, my God.
In return, Finn had agreed to supply the man with a Walther handgun. So we live in America.
Okay.
This is in America.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Walmart and get a gun.
Truly. You can go anywhere. You can go to Dick's Sporting Goods and get a gun.
Literally. You can go to McDonald's and probably get a gun.
Probably get a Happy Meal. And instead of a toy, it's a gun.
Right. So, and that's fucked up. I hate that that's how it is. But like, why would you give away your social identity?
Yes. You literally said a gun. Just a handgun is worth more than my person.
My life?
That's insane.
Yeah, I'll scan my retina, but I'm going to get the Smith & Wesson, right? Yes, y'all need to look at my booty hole, so, but as long as the gun comes with bullets.
Insane.
What? So this guy's an idiot, whoever this guy is. So this deal falls apart. He steals the identity and doesn't even give the man the gun.
Okay.
Finn is grieving. Okay. So seeking revenge, Finn's acquaintance calls Angela's family to warn them about his identity and criminal history and give him the real name, Jeremy. So right now he's going by Finn.
Finn, but his actual name is Jeremy.
Yes.
Later he'll be Angus.
Yes. Okay. You've got it. So the homeboy calls the house and is like, hey, your daughter been tied up on my couch getting the ass whooped.
I would be like, serves her right.
And also, she's dating a scammer.
My God.
So the family obviously gets upset. The girl's 19, so fucking young. So when he unloaded now what is really his real true story. So he was scamming Angela at first. He did say his name was Finn. But he was like, all right, fuck it. Like, let me tell you the truth, sis, because I'm into you. This is real love that we have. So, okay, my real name is Jeremy Keenan. So actually, not even Wilson. So Jeremy Keenan. So the Wilson must have been something he attached on later. We'll get to that. So he was not 35. He was 35, not 24. So he told her on the date that he was 24 and he was 35.
That's disgusting.
Also, like, bitch, that's 11 years. You couldn't tell.
Yeah, right?
You couldn't, there wasn't no rank or nothing.
Was he white?
Yes.
Then she was dumb. In denial?
But also, I will say this. As a kid in high school, every movie that we saw was 35-year-olds pretending to be high school
to be 17.
And that's why I went to high school thinking everybody's beard was going to connect. And it did it. And I was mad.
You were like, how come everyone has whiskers?
Right.
Where's my full beard?
I was like, who are these bird-chested little boys? And where the fuck is, what's his name?
Freddie
Heath
Prince
Ledger.
Jr.? Oh, okay.
R.I.P. But where the fuck was Heath Ledger? Ain't nobody had no long hair, no jawlines, nothing.
A lot of zits.
Ugh.
A lot of badly dressed, little skinny, scrawny dudes.
Right. So I understand why she might have thought that this 35-year-old was 24 because...
That's so wild.
When I was in high school, you know, I got hoodwinked too. He hadn't gone to MIT. He told her he went to MIT. He'd been in prison, but he'd walked away from a work release program.
And he walked away? So he escaped from jail? What do you mean he walked away from a work release program? They said, all right, you can go to work. And he said,
that don't sound like he was released.
Go away.
I didn't even catch that till you said it. Like, that don't sound like he was released.
No, I think they let him outside and he was like, I'm going to keep going. And then the guards were like, oh, well, he kept walking.
They said it was a work release program. He said, you know what? I'm going to take the release.
Yeah, I'm just going to go.
But I'm not going to take the work. No, I'm just...
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, though.
Thank you for the offer.
So, and he told her about an ex-wife and a young daughter that had died of cancer. And he hinted about surreptitious military missions overseas and like a complicated weave of intrigue and tragedy and adventure.
So in 16 hours, this 24-year-old man was like, I was married. My daughter died of cancer. I'm in the military. I go on secret missions. And homegirl was like, yes.
Yes.
That's insane.
Insane.
I would be like, no.
That's called 19.
No.
For some people, this is also a very dumb 19. I wasn't this dumb at 19.
I don't think I was this dumb at 19.
Yeah, but we're also black women. Like, you know, we woke up every day and we're like suspicious. Trust no one. So Angela's father confiscates her car keys and is like, you can't go see this man no more. You ain't gonna see Finn, Angus, Jimmy, Jeremy no more. So she sets up a secret email address to communicate with Jeremy, who's now staying at a 5-star hotel in Indianapolis.
Okay.
So she asked him, she was like, babe, like, how can you afford such accommodations? You know what I mean? Like, you was whooping me on the couch. We was doing BDSM on your homie couch. Mm-hmm. Now you're in a 5-star hotel. And he explained that he wasn't paying for the room, but he wasn't actually stealing it from anyone. And the only victims were the credit card companies and large corporations. Now, Angela said this was a turn on because she anti-capitalism.
Oh.
She said, fuck the man.
God. But I'm like, how do you think he's fucking over a credit card company? What, he stole someone's credit card and he's fucking over the person?
No. He's fucking over Amex. No, he's stealing from people.
Right? Yes. Like, he's bad.
Probably ruining their credit.
God.
So, Jeremy told Angela that he was going to leave Indiana and that he wanted her to come along to be his Bonnie and Clyde. Ugh. She packed a duffel bag with clothes, a Tibetan singing bowl, and a belly dancing scarf. Sis was down.
She got all of the important things, a bowl and a belly dancing scarf, you said?
Yes. So this I guess that bitch, was going to be her persona.
This bitch, she was like, time for me to reinvent. I'm a Tibetan monk who belly dances. What a wild fit. What? In a duffel bag? They're small. That probably took up a bowl.
Right. Like, bitch. Sis, pack some underwear.
Yes.
What?
Pack some scents.
Pack some tampons. You just go pack a bowl? Lord Jesus. So they go to West Lafayette. She meets Jeremy and they scam another hotel room. So this is how they do the hotel room scam, which I was very impressed by. And I was like, should I also do this as well? So they go to Kinko's. Now, I say that most scams involve like a Kinko's, a Staples. If you like, if you really want to meet a scammer, just linger around any kind of like Office Max, FedEx, because if people aren't just in there for office supplies.
No.
They're in there for scam supplies. Yes. So for a stay less than 24 hours with no room service charges, you fax a corporate authorization to the hotel to bill the room to the company. Explaining this technique, this is how he would scam the room for free.
Yeah.
So you make a reservation and you show up late after 5 p.m. This is important. When it comes to turning over your credit card, you say that they should already have a credit card authorization faxed to them. They find it and generally check you in. About 2 hours later, you get a call in the room saying that the card won't allow us to make charges. Can you give us another card? To which you reply, actually, no. Hence the facts. I'm sure it's easily fixed, but my office is closed. Can this wait till morning? I'm a white man. They say, of course, Mr. White Man, sir. We have you staying with us for 3 nights. Then you leave at 7 a.m. the next morning after raiding the continental breakfast. You get a full belly, a hot shower, a comfy bed, and all you stole was a room that was likely empty anyway.
Honestly, great scam.
Fantastic.
Great scam. Very smart.
Like, how do you even figure that out?
Very fucking smart. I don't know. That's so funny.
And, like, you have to have so much confidence to do this and then be like, you're inconveniencing me by asking me for money.
Yes.
Call me back in the morning.
I want to try it.
Right.
I want to go to, like, a really expensive hotel and try it.
You know it has to work because so many corporations have deals with hotels because of conferences, because people who stay there often. Like, this shit has to work.
Yeah. Like, if you go to Portland or whatever, you could just do that with, like, Adidas because Adidas has their headquarters
there. Hell yeah.
You just have to find, like, a big corporation. I think Nike's in Seattle or maybe they're in Portland, too.
No, they're both in Portland.
So, yeah. Just like, I work for Nike.
With so much money that they don't
know. Here's the corporate authorization form. I'm so sorry. Well, you know Nike. And they're like, yeah, of course we know Nike.
Right.
That's a flawless,
beautiful,
flawless scam.
You know how Nike be. You know, listen, I'll call Mr. Nike in the morning.
I'll call Carl Nike in the morning. I don't know why Carl's my go-to name.
It sounds good, though.
Carl Nike. That's, honestly, I am shook. That's a beautiful, flawless scam.
Yeah, so he was doing it all across the country. So then, obviously, they need something that where they can stay for more than one night consecutively. So they're back on couch surfing. There's a couch surfing website. Jeremy and Angela get on there, and he pretends to be Irish. Because apparently more people want him to stay on their couch when he has an accent, he's realized. So
it makes sense, because he's foreign. And that's, like, endearing. Like, oh, my God, he's from another country. He doesn't have a place to... Yeah, of course, stay on my couch.
And also, foreign people seem less scary when it comes to, like, doing random stuff.
Oh, yeah, because you're like, oh, I don't know what they do in Ireland.
Right. And also, like, Americans, I'm always looking for you to murder me. But, like, a foreign person, I'm like, I know, y'all be chilling
that's
over there.
That's a friend.
Y'all don't even be doing murders like that. I've gotten in so many foreign people's cars. Yep, in London. I just got into some foreign dude's car.
I love it.
I did ask them if they was going to murder me first, and they said no.
Okay.
And then they didn't. They made good on their deal.
That's nice.
Yes. So, hey. But okay, so they're staying in this kind of like woodlandish area. Mm-hmm. They're couch surfing, and she gets sick. So she gets like a bad case of vertigo.
Oh.
So she's like laid up in the, you know, situation where they're staying. And he is like going out constantly and coming back with like military uniforms and like equipment that's like definitely like military looking.
Whoa.
Yeah, I truly don't understand. Which to me almost seems like he was about to turn into a mass shooter, but he didn't.
Yes.
He was pretending to be a veteran.
Oh.
Yes. And Angela, actually, her father is a veteran. So she started to kind of figure out that he was lying because she was like, vets don't want to talk about war. They don't want to talk about what they've seen. And he would always be like, yes, back when I was in the war and my friend Jimmy got his leg blown off. And Jimmy!
And she was like, Papa never talks about his Jimmy.
Right. He always just gets sad. So she started to figure out that he was lying. But they want to go to a military base that was nearby to get some groceries because she knows from growing up as like an army brat that military bases tend to have like exotic food and like good eats. I remember going to the military base with my uncle and they do have some good food up in there.
Okay.
So they're going to the military and the military base. They go there and it's just a bad luck, right? They go there and the base is on high alert. So she has a military ID, so she can get them onto the base just because her father was in the military. Mm-hmm. They show the ID and they say, sorry, we're not letting anyone in, even if you have your military ID, because we're just on high alert right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this does not satisfy Finn.
Okay.
He's upset because he's a war vet.
Yes, he's seen so much and he's hungry.
So instead of leaving, he drives around to another entrance and demands that he get on the base. But when he drives to the other entrance, they run the plates and figure out that the car is stolen.
Oh, my God.
So he gets arrested.
Oh,
she goes back home. She gets her life together. Now she doing nails.
Mm-hmm.
But they come back and they interview her about her whole life and this whole story and everything. So he gets out of jail.
Okay.
I don't know if it was another work release where he just
Where he just walked away.
He said, I don't want to be in jail.
Bye-bye.
I love Jeremy's life. I love that he's just like, you know, no thanks to jail.
Yeah, that's, I love people like that, like confident scammers.
Right.
Like you've seen Catch Me If You Can, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Beautiful.
I love that that's a true story. And I love that he ends up working for the FBI.
Right. Because they're like, we need you, actually.
Because they were truly like, we don't understand how you did everything. We are impressed. Come work for us. Which is like, yeah, that's a good way to keep criminals off the street. Have them work for you.
Honestly, it's what they should do.
I love it.
Because I don't think they should go to jail. You have that many skills. You don't belong in jail. Yeah. We need you.
Yes.
The city needs you.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets out. And he wants to win Angela back.
Mm.
He decides that he realizes that after going to a concert and running into someone who was, I guess, doing freelance journalism, that freelance journalism, you don't really need to have that many credentials. So he sees a job application for a job at the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the BBC, he shows up and says that he already got the job and that they sent him from New York to take the job. And so instead of interviewing, he's already gotten the position.
He's really smart because a lot of departments do not talk.
Don't talk at all. So he was like, you know, I'm from the New York office. Mm-hmm. Like, they already told me I got this job. If I can just get a desk, I can show you.
If I can just get a desk.
I can show you the email or the I guess, cover letter, whatever. So he gets a desk. He scams and makes this fake letter at the office, prints it out, and is like, here you go. They said I have this job. So now he's just like going to see bands, going to write in articles. He says a few of them got published.
What a treat to have like no real skills, but then like be doing things that people work really hard to
really
achieve.
Really hard to do.
Like people would love to be a journalist and cover their favorite bands and stuff and like go to school to do that. And he was like,
no, just do it. So if you want to be a writer, guys, just get out there and
just get out there and scam. Tell people you belong.
Literally. So he's changed his name now to Angus. He uses his fake identity to get an apartment in Marina Del Rey. Mm-hmm. And he takes on an aspiring actress as a roommate. Mm. So now he's in Marina Del Rey. He's in Los Angeles.
Yes, with a vulnerable woman.
But also aspiring actresses, a lot of them scammers. You know,
yes, you gotta be scammers, but a lot of them are scammies.
That's true. You know? We get both sides. I mm-hmm. have been scammed and I have done the scamming. That's true. Headshots, biggest scam in the game.
Biggest scam in the game. I have spent so much money collectively on headshots and nobody fucking wants them.
I literally took a photo on my phone of myself in a bad wig and it's gotten me so much work.
I have boxes and boxes of printed out headshots that nobody, I can't even give them away.
And the best scammers in the headshot industry know, like, take pictures of your up and coming friends, because if one of their asses get on TV, then you're like, I shot Nicole Byer. Yep, now they, you know, you're a part of somebody's scam now, right? They got your photo on the wall.
In North Hollywood, a studio with a picture of Tiffany Haddish and Morris Chestnut on their, like, window, and they're old-ass pictures, and I was like, damn.
Got him.
Got him.
And they own the rights.
Got him.
Got him. It's okay. We all get got. But so she's living with this guy, right? Now he's just, like, he's going to concerts. He's doing all this shit. He invites Angela to come visit him. She comes and visits him. While they're visiting, and he actually takes her to a concert for, like, one of her favorite bands, which is some indie group, he gets a call from his, so no, this is what happens. So he takes her to a concert, one of her favorite bands. She leaves her purse at the crib.
Okay.
So the roommate finds the purse and calls him and is like, hey, your girl left her purse over here. And this is how he actually ends up getting caught. Because when he goes into her purse, she has he had given her his wallet. Mm-hmm. So his wallet is in the purse. Yes. And the girl opens the wallet and finds that this guy has several different identities. I guess whatever identity he was working with when he was out at the concert with Angela is not who he told the roommate, that he is.
So damn, then she goes, he was running two different identities at the same time?
He was everybody. He was like, who you think I am?
Stupid. That seems to run one identity at once.
Right. She goes into his room, starts ransacking that shit, finds a box with all of his identities in it, calls the popo.
Ooh, ooh.
But the funny thing is that he managed to escape getting arrested by her because he calls the police and is like, look, I'm a famous writer. This girl is just a groupie who's obsessed with me. Like, that's why she's stalking me and trying to, like, call the police. She mad because my girl pulled up in town. Like, had a whole story. So he gets away. And this is how he ends up getting caught. He's out with Angela again. And he's in a car that belongs to Angus.
Okay.
Cops pull him over. He don't got Angus ID on him.
Oh.
So he got arrested for stealing his own car.
That's beautiful. That's truly so fucking beautiful.
So he spends 7 to 14 years in jail. He has to go to New York first because that's where he was doing his first hoodwinks. Then he gets extradited to Massachusetts to face more crimes in that state. So every state was like,
We want him.
He left,
We gotta get him back.
He was on work release and he never came back and did no work. He just took the release. So bring him back to Massachusetts.
That's so funny.
I love him. I love him.
He's great.
Yeah, he's currently in jail. Shout out to a king.
Yes, a real king.
A real king. Oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Guys, we'll be right back.
Robbery!
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered.
Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
And fraud! And we're back, guys. And it's time for our last segment, Scammer of the Week.
I love it.
Nicole, this is when we honor, you know, a famous charlatan or someone that we deeply respect for their scams. This person isn't famous. This is actually an email that I got to the Scam Goddess podcast. And this is a scam I want to try to run. This is a retired scam. I'm not going to say this person's name, but shout out to a queen. Basically, this is how it works. So change somebody's name in your phone to insert chain restaurant promotions. So basically, like, I could take your number and instead of Nicole in my phone, I would change it to like Chipotle fast food promotions, whatever. And then have that person text you a fake coupon. So you know how you can get a text message that'll be like, today only, you get 10 Crunchwraps for $5. And that's valid only on August 8th, 2017 at participating locations. So she would have someone do that. And you have to make sure that it's just about to expire. Okay. So then she would go to like Taco Bell and be like, hey, are y'all still taking this promotion for 10 Crunchwraps for $5? Because here it is on my phone. Show them the phone. Nobody communicates. And normally this scam works. She gets the 10 Crunchwraps for $5.
I mean, what a treat.
And then this one was real fun. So Google some big concert happening that night. Find a big name band and remember it for later. Then call Chipotle or another medium tier food chain and explain they got coin. Gotta make sure they got coin. That tell them that you're on tour with insert famous band playing tonight at famous venue. And we're wondering if you're willing to donate some burritos for the tour. You can also offer merch in exchange, but you don't have to do that if you don't actually obviously have merch. But if they agree, go pick up your 15 free burritos. And surprisingly, she said that this one works very frequently as well. You're like, hey, I'm with Bruce Springsteen.
That's
we at the Forum tonight.
I would get that call and be like, he don't have catering?
Wait, Bruce might be too big. You're right about that. But he have
catering?
Bruce really love y'all burritos, though. We got catering. You know Bruce got money.
He really wants those, well, just three burritos. Yeah. But if you could throw in 15, that would be great.
Yes, because Bruce get hungry and so does his Bruce. You know, he got an entourage.
His little Brucies.
the little
Springsteens.
The Springsteens. The Springsteens be getting hungry, huh?
That's so funny. That's great.
Fantastic.
And I love it.
I love it, guys. And
smart.
And Chipotle's guac is so expensive. Like, please scam them.
It really is.
Please scam them. Oh, gosh. But, Nicole, you've been amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having
me. Doing the show. Yes. All right, guys. That's the end of our show. If you want, Nicole, where can people find you?
Oh, I have a podcast called Best Friends with Sashir. Sashir Zameda. Sashir Bababa. I have another podcast. What? She's in the window. How terrifying. She heard me fuck up her name. Okay, her name is...
She's not a guest.
Sahir Kermeda. And I have another podcast called Why Won't You Date Me?
She's saying no.
With me. Another podcast called 90 Day Fiancé. Or no, 90 Day Bae, where we recap 90 Day Fiancé with Marcy Jarrow. And then me and Mono Agapian host... What the Tuck, a RuPaul's Drag Race recap thing. Also watch Nailed It on Netflix, and I have a special on Netflix.
Yes! Nicole, it was so great having
Lacey,
you.
Lacey, thank you so much!
Yes! As always, guys, you can find us at scamgoddesspod on gmail.com and also on the Twitter and the Instagram alike. My name is, damn, Nicole, now I'm doing it. My name is Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. You can find me at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I on all platforms, Diva Lacey. Guys, I love you, congregation. Stay scheming.
Stay scheming.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on Netflix.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile.
We have America's largest 5G network. So whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.